Eat what you kill, David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. A couple of weeks ago, we heard a story from Boise police officer Tom Motke, who had gone on his first whitetail hunt up in northern Idaho. Turns out he harvested a huge buck, but to use his terms, he was blessed with God's gift of an animal. Tom hunts to harvest food for his family. Let's listen to this great guy.
We are strictly wild game meat eaters. We do not buy our meat in the stores. I break down and butcher my own animals. I do store them. I do age them. I'm not a trophy hunter. I've never even boasted about anything close. I'm a meat and potato hunter. What I've taken out in the field, I'm going to brag about on the dinner table.
Was that your very first whitetail?
That was my first whitetail. Since then, I've probably put in about a good 10 years of hunting whitetail. I've done a large amount of mule deer hunting, too, but I'm pretty much completely converted over to whitetail now. I go up there every year.
Well, let me ask you something. As it relates to muleys versus whitetail, is the taste of whitetail better than a mule deer, or is it distinctly different? What is it that you prefer?
It is different. I can't say it's distinctly. It's a mild difference. The mule deer doe, I really like. It's a very mellow, wild game flavor, but the bucks have a tendency to get a little stronger, a little gamier. Whitetail bucks or does really remind me more of a mule deer doe. It's a very mild game flavor. I never had a surprise with a buck, either overwhelming or too gamey.
That's a hunter.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.